Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another Daily Financial Market Report. And today, we are going to discuss issues that are dealing with the financial world. But before we get into any of the things that we're going to discuss today, I'm going to go ahead and get right into our Daily Financial Market Report. Okay, so if you have your Daily Financial Market Report open, it's always good to follow along as I read the report and pay very close attention to what's being talked about and what's being said. Another good practice to have and another good practice to do is have your pen, pencil, hey, even if you have to use a crayon, okay, write this information down. This information is extremely valuable. Valuable information, okay? So let's get right into it. We're going to first get into the Forex market, the MAS score. What we're looking at is a lot of up and down. If you notice the market as of last week, the first week of the year started off great. The second week of January, we started to see the market go on a decline. The third week of January, we started to see a lot of up and down, just a lot of erratic movements in the market. And here we are on the fourth week of January, the same thing. So the good thing is this, when you're looking at our daily financial market report and you're able to look at the MAS scores, you're able to get access to the calendar. Not only is it a visual for you, for your mind to be able to grasp the movement of the market. Because if you were to point these numbers on a chart, you would be able to see something similar to what's going on with any other indicators out there. Not maybe every indicator calculates different things, but this is actually an indicator, this MAS score. This is an indicator that we have. It's just not charted onto a chart, but nonetheless, you're able to see where the Forex market is. You're able to get an idea of how things are going in the Forex market, as well as the commodities, the cryptocurrency, you name it. All right, so utilize this as a visual so you can see what's going on. Now, within the first week, obviously, we saw that a lot of these markets hit their high point. And then we're starting to see a trend take place. I'll talk about this trend. In fact, I'll take time to talk about it today on this portion of the report. Sometimes I gotta watch my time, but I also don't want to talk too fast and skip over some very important information. So what are we looking at? We're looking at a sideways market. What is a sideways market? You're either going to have a market that's going to be going up, generally speaking, I'm speaking generally, or you're going to have a market that's going down. Either way it goes, if a market is going upward, you're going to be able to do very well. Even if a market is going down, you can still do very well. Because if everything is in unison, then you could just pick the ones that are aligned. But whenever a market is going sideways, everything is kind of going up and down really quickly. That's what we have going on right now. So if you look at our report, you can see we're at 50%, that's 53%, that's 47%. So if I talk color codes, we're at blue, green, red, and then red, blue, green, red. I mean, really quickly. these are signs that a market is going very, very sideways. And what does that mean, sideways? Here, there's something called consolidation. All right? The market is ready to make another move, a very serious move. And I'm talking about the market in general, the Forex market, because I am talking about the MAS score for the Forex market. But this concept applies to everything in the market. It's also applying right now to dollar and gold. Right now we got stuff that are going in the dollar for between 90 to 89. That little tunnel I was talking about, that little tunnel vision space where just imagine this ping pong just going up and down a small little tunnel and it has nowhere else to go. And at the end of the tunnel, it's either going to shoot up to the sky or go all the way down to the valley. At least if it does that, you'll have an idea of which way it's going. But right now, it's going sideways. Things are consolidating. The market is crunching, consolidating, trying to figure out, okay, where's the next move for us? And that's where we're at right now. And this is where it gets a little bit testy. This is where your patience will definitely be tested, especially when a situation like this is taking place. So that's what we have with the Forex market. You'll look on the report, you'll see New Zealand dollar strengthening and all of a sudden getting weakening. You got the Australian dollar strengthening and all of a sudden it's getting weakening. That's what we got. Let's move forward to the commodities market now. I made mention already about gold. I made mention about the dollar just briefly, but let's take a look and see what's going on. I'll give a little bit of some insight, tiny bit of speculation insight based on our research data. Of course, this is not something that you should make a bold move on right away, because honestly, data is the best move to make your investments on. Okay, so let's go ahead and go to the commodities market on the report, see what's going on there. Commodities market, there's a little bit more consistency with the commodities market, even though there's a lot of quick little jerks between the 20 percentile range in the 40 percentile range, but at least we're still seeing that the commodities market, especially when it comes to precious metals, they're not really faring that well. And we already know the reason why, because of what's going on with the dollar. But we do see some very interesting signs within our data. We do see some interesting signs for gold. Two signs in particular. Gold versus silver. We did notice and made mention about one show or two shows ago that gold versus silver, gold is now strengthening against silver, which is a very good sign, but that's not the key determining sign. The number one sign that we're looking for is gold versus the dollar. Still under pressure against the dollar. But one key sign, I talked about it yesterday, I'll mention it again, is when we compare gold to other currencies. This is a very, very useful technique. You can do the same thing on your own. We'll compare gold to the Australian dollar, to the Great British pound, to the Canadian dollar, to the euro, to the Japanese yen, to the Swiss franc, etc. All of the major currencies. Now, when you do that, you'll be able to see a pattern take place. Especially if a lot of these currencies are strong within themselves, depending on which time frame you're looking at. But if these currencies are strong within themselves and you compare them to gold and then all of a sudden you see gold strengthening one by one, by one, by one, guys, that's a very, very good sign. So far, that's what we're looking at with gold versus Australian dollar. We do see a change with gold versus Australian dollar, and we do see a change with gold versus euro, which is a very good sign. gold versus some of the other currencies, we're starting to see some movement there as well. But gold versus the dollar, that's more of a pair that's going to lag. You're not really going to see a full effect until a week later. What I mean by that is this. Whatever activities are taking place between gold versus the dollar, the only time you'll be able to see that fully calculated is not during the week where it's happening, but actually the next following week. There's a lot of reasons behind that. One of the main reasons behind that is because of the manipulation within the gold market. It's sad to say, but it's true. The gold market is heavily manipulated. So a lot of the data that you receive when it comes to the gold, you're going to just have to wait until all of us common folk get it. So the information does lag. But there are some other key factors that can give us a slight little peek, and that's what I just mentioned before, comparing gold to the other currencies outside of the U.S. dollar. That's a very important technique to use. So with that being said, which direction is gold going to go, Gabriel? You have any idea? I don't have a 100% idea which direction gold is going to go, but I've said this before. Last week, we talked about the dollar decline. I will say this. This I can say with certainty. According to the current market value, gold hasn't budged.
Gabrielle,
and the dollar hasn't budged an inch. Current market value is still good. True value is still good. The true value of gold is a buy. Although it's testing these low points and it's not going any further, the dollar is testing that 90 and it's definitely not going any further. It's been 2 weeks now. With that said, and with experience understanding how current market value works and how true value works, overall, it's just a matter of time before the dollar gives into the pressure. And it's also a matter of time before gold gets into the pressure. What we need to look out for are key financial reports that are going to be coming out, and I'll talk more about that another time. Look out for key financial reports coming out from the Federal Reserve or any other key indicator, high impact reports about the dollar. Let's move on, guys, and let's talk about oil. Oil is going very strong right now. We did see a little bit of a price test on a lower price, but only by a half of a percent, which is very, very good. So if you want to look for a safe haven in the commodities area, I would say gold versus euro would be a good place since it is perfectly aligned. And also oil, UK oil or US oil. Let's continue to move forward and let's go to the next part of the report, and that's cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency.
Financial market report.
Very consistent market. When things are down, things are down. The good thing about the cryptocurrency market is this. Due to its consistency, you're pretty much almost guaranteed. I don't want to say for sure, almost guaranteed that you're going to benefit every time. Especially when the cryptocurrency prices are dropping. We're obviously seeing Bitcoin drop from 40,000 almost down to 30,000. Okay? $10,000 drop. Just a matter of 2 weeks. Guys, that's just the nature of the cryptocurrency market. But there are a lot of lessons that you can learn from watching how the market works from the cryptocurrency. And one of the things is this, especially with the Bitcoin. Whenever the current market value goes against the current market movement, pay very close attention to this, please. Current market value for Bitcoin is still at a buy, guys. So that means that Bitcoin is going to eventually test 40,000 again. Did you catch that? Bitcoin will test 40,000 again. The question is not if it's going to test 40,000 again. The question is a matter of when it's going to test 40,000 again. That's what we're looking at. The principle is the same throughout every financial market and every asset. So, when will it test 40,000 again? Here's when. As soon as current market movement completes its test downward, it's going to test a previously low price. Obviously, 30,000 is not the original low price that it needs to test. Will it be 20,000? Obviously, it's going to test a further price. This principle is the same throughout all assets, throughout all financial markets. This is one of the reasons why we have to wait. Some may say, well, why don't you just go along with the test downward? True, you can do that. And oftentimes, depending on what asset you're doing that with, yes, you can make money that way. But one of the key principles that we want to teach everyone here at the Forex Helper, when you want to learn about trading long-term, don't go against the trend. That's one of the number one rules. If you go against the trend, you can suffer great consequences, great loss overall, if you practice that method. Let's move on. We'll talk more about the lessons from the cryptocurrency and how you can apply it to the other markets and your trade. Let's go on to the last part of our daily financial market report, and that's the indices market, guys. I made mention last episode, the last show, that I wanted to talk about the indices market, not this week, once we get off of understanding the current market value and long-term strategy and long-term trading, investing, we're going to move on to this very important aspect because I believe that we're about to see something pretty soon. There have been some previous low testing points in some of these markets in the past. When I mean in the past, I'm just talking within the past couple of months. But none of those areas were consistent, and we've been seeing a pretty strong growth. I even mentioned yesterday about this bubble, how far up this bubble will go. We've seen this bubble, guys. Listen to me very closely as I get close to the end of this report. 3 more minutes before this report closes out. How far will this bubble expand? We've seen this bubble expand not only in the U.S. market, but also throughout the world. Remember, the indices market has been going through a clear skies for almost the whole year. Something we have never seen before in a long time. And not only in the American market with the NASDAQ, S&P 500, and the Dow Jones, but we've seen it also in all of the other world markets, the Asian markets and the European markets. We've seen this bubble expand. Now, where are we now? This is where we are. We're looking at the indices market right now. The MAS score is currently at 40%, guys. 40%. We've been seeing this trend now where the indices market is starting to go on a decline. What does that mean? This is what it means. The rest of the markets are starting to fall. They're testing lower points, but the difference between an index testing a lower point and an asset like gold or cryptocurrency is when an index or an indices test a lower point, it's actually testing all the businesses that are in that index. Think of the index like a folder, and all the businesses that are in that folder, all the documents that are in that folder that represent those businesses, it's testing all of them cumulatively, collectively, to see how well or how poor they're doing. So what we're looking at is right now that all the businesses right now are testing a very low point, meaning that businesses right now, as the data is coming up, because remember, every quarter these businesses have to turn in their numbers. These are quarterly numbers. Okay? Every 3 months. So now, if these quarterly numbers don't meet expectations, and there's a, and it's happening across the board, now the data's coming in, now the truth and the numbers are starting to hit really hard, now we're going to start seeing the truth. That's what we're looking at when we're talking about the indices market, guys. We're starting to see a lot of these bubbles pop, not only in the U.S. market, but especially the European market. We haven't seen anything major in the Asian market, but we're starting to see one of the signs, guys. We're keeping our eyes really, really close on the Dow Jones. Out of the three indexes that we have here in the U.S., NASDAQ, S&P, and Dow Jones, right now the Dow Jones is slipping, guys. Could it be? Is this the marker where we're going to see the indices market come to a complete pop? We're seeing it in the European market. Guys, let's talk about this. Not now, but we'll bring it up after we're done with the long-term strategy teaching for this week. I'm done with the report. We'll be back after our commercial break.
Do you want to learn how to safely trade online? Then contact the Forex Helper today. Our team is dedicated to show you the best way to safely grow your income with the lowest risk. Our team can also trade on your behalf. That's right. Even if you don't know how to trade, we can grow your money for you. Contact us today, and we'll send you proof of our members earning upwards to 60% return on their investments in 1 month. Call or WhatsApp us at 757-748-6722. Once again, you can call us or contact us on WhatsApp at 757-748-6722. Our business counselor is standing by to make sure you succeed in your long-term financial journey. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. We're looking forward to hearing from you soon.
ForexHelper.com presents Gabriel with TJ the Business Counselor. Authentic version.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you all for chiming in, listening to Forex Helper Live. Today we're going to do something a little different. As you guys know, every Wednesday we have special guests. So the things that you see on Monday and Thursdays and Friday will be something, will be different from where we are going to do right now. Before I introduce this gentleman, first I'd like to let everyone know that Business Counselor is always available. So if you need help with anything, there's an issue with your account, please feel free to contact me. Remember, give me a amount of time to respond back to you. Also keep in mind, guys, some of us on different time zones. So please keep that listed, noted. Thank you very, very much. Also, with that dual and said, we have 4A signals. We also giving out 7-day free trial. So let's say you want to see what this is about. You want to give it a try. See if the bucket works correctly. See if the car is suitable for you. Come in. Just make sure you do the follow-ups and simple instructions. We only have 3 instructions that you have to follow in order to be processed through our 3-day trial. Also, keep in mind, after your 7-day Forex free-day trial, then you have an option. If you want us to stay, then you will have to pick option A, pick one of the services, or option B. You'll come back when you're ready to do so. However, our arms is always welcome. Please also keep in mind, this is a business. Professionally, we want to keep it on that level. We would not take such disrespect on anyone. You should not disrespect us, and we shall not disrespect you. If we feel that there's some issues that we cannot resolve, me, Gabriel, will call you on the telephone, and our first option is always to resolve the issue. Because at the end of the day, like we said, we want you guys to reach your financial goals. In the same sense, I want y'all to win. I like to hear a good story. I'd rather hear a good story more than I hear a bad story. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now let's get to the main ingredient. First of all, I'm about to open up his mic. I'm about to allow him to introduce himself. Let's get them going. Let's get it going. Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you just fine.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a round of applause to Mr. Michael Thompson. Are you ready? You want to spotlight, bro? You're live now. You want to listen to me. All righty. All righty. So, Mr. Michael Thompson, please give us a bio about yourself, sir.
Well, I'm originally from Charlotte, North Carolina. I went to the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and graduated with a business degree. Served a little bit of time in the military, and I spent most of my free time being an entrepreneurship. That's what I kind of been over the last couple of years, an entrepreneur in the retail online sales. And I do the trading thing kind of on the side, but I'm kind of moving towards it full time now.
Okay. So within Forex, what do you like more about the Forex? What is your goal within Forex?
Well, to actually bring in a residual income, because with any business, that's what I've always been looking for, is actually to build a residual income. I've worked in a lot of different businesses, and you have to put in your human capital, your human labor, to actually get things going for a long term. So I'm always looking at things that even if you were in poor health, you could still keep those things going. And I think something like Forex can definitely get you there.
Right. And that's one of the things that we always elaborate on it every day. Even when we talk to people offline, say, hey, the question may be, can Forex become a source of income? Yes, it can. Definitely. It definitely can become a great source of income. It's all about if you play your cards right. You know, I understand the times is hard. Like you said yourself, you're an entrepreneur. So it's another opportunity to open up doors for yourself where you can create more money, more revenues, in order to open up doors in other areas in your life. And this is why we go so strong with this with individuals about, hey, you can't turn this to a source of income, but the only thing about allowing this become a source of income, we understand that every Forex is different, but to get to the source of income that you're looking for, you have to understand it's a long-term situation. The question is how long? It's all depend on how much you invest. It's all depend on how much you stick to it. It's all depend on if you believe in this. Because it can become, what's the word they use? It can stress you out. I don't know if you keep your face on the screen. You know, sometimes you want to look on your account, make sure your account's going smoothly. Let me see my account going smooth. Okay, with the woo. That can become an issue. And that can lead to stress. And that's why we tell people, hey, you have to be careful who you trust to do your accounts, because these things can get very out of hand, especially we don't have control of the marketing, things like that. So my question is within to you, how long do you plan on doing this? Like, do you give yourself a time frame, say, hey, I'm going to do this for a amount of time, I'm going to see how far this goes for you? Like, what is your time frame as far as Forex?
Well, I'm in it for life. I've been playing around with this thing for already a year or so. I blew multiple accounts.
Right.
I've done the scalping. I ran into you guys in the whole setup and the actual whole concept a year ago. I ran into it on YouTube and I was able to follow it. And when I ran into the whole concept, it made so much more sense to me than a whole quick scalp or even the intraday swing trading did, because the market was just moving so fast that that with the technology we had and the technology that was actually needed was just starting to fuse. So, you know, just like you said, that level of stress of trying to capture that market and actually make a profit, I've been at it for about 3 years. Stock market, Forex, any type of high yield interest profit, anything you can think of digitally, I've been on it for at least the last 5 to 10 years. But being successful, no, until retail online sales. That's where my specialty is. That's where I popped at first, as sort of say. Therefore, I never gave up on this industry or this sector. I just know I don't have enough skills to do it by myself. And that's where I came to you guys. After a year of blowing accounts, after a year of demo trading and putting in real money, I just finally came to a point to say, hey, I need some help. I need someone to manage this thing. Because if not, I'm going to go into 2021 doing what I did in 2020. I have a group of guys that I talk to, that I mentor. They're scalping and they're blowing accounts. One month they're up, the next month the money's gone. And I would rather make $10 a month than keep blowing accounts. Because like you said, the opportunity cost is too great. I'd rather make $100 a year than lose $1,000 a year. And I mean, it's fun, it's exciting. The computers are blinking. You see everything, you know.
Right.
But at the end of the day, your account balances, you never cash out. And that's where I'm coming to the point is, I want to cash out this year. I want to make that a habit. What? You know, that's what I do in my online businesses. I'm constantly withdrawing and cashing out. And I want to get that going in the whole Forex industry.
Right. So my question would be also, what would be your advice to all the rookies out there that's listening right now, for those who's about to come into the Forex world? What would be your advice? Because I'm sure you got, like you said, you've been doing this for a very long time. And I'm sure you got plenty of advice for these guys who are coming into the Forex world, don't have no idea yet. What would be your advice to them right now, to those who are listening?
Well, the same thing I did, like Gabriel said, is go take notes. That'll be the first thing, is write down this strategy word for word. Put it in notes, because I wrote it down the first time you guys presented it, and I still have it. I need to get the ebook to read the ebook. I got to self-educate first and let you guys do the management. And then I need to follow you guys. I need to copy you. That's how you become good at something. I was out there wild-styling it. You know, you listen to a 15-minute YouTube video and you try to follow that strategy, and it wasn't a real strategy. And it may work for a day or so, but eventually you would lose your money. So that's what I would tell everybody, you know, some of the youngsters, that you just get out the pen and paper, just like school, and write it down. Because as you write something, you remember it. And then as you write that strategy down, then you start demoing that account. And then you get with you guys. Don't be afraid to pay to play. You know, that's what I'm kind of learning later on in entrepreneurship. You have to pay to play. This game ain't free. The game I'm in on online entrepreneurship, I pay lots of money to play the game. And every month, I win, and that's what I decided. I said, I gotta stop playing. I had MT4, I got Hugo's Way, I got Trader's Way, I got every broker you can imagine, and I done blew every single last one of those accounts.
Right.
You know, and that's because I had money coming in on the side, but working a 9-to-5, you can't do that.
Right.
If you're working a 9-to-5 and you're thinking about getting a Forex, you need to get a mentor. If that $100 means so much to you, if that $200 means so much to you, you need to get a mentor. Because what's going to happen is that mentor is going to help you grow that $100, $200, and is going to tell you, add a little bit more next paycheck, add a little bit more your next paycheck, and next thing you know, you'll have enough to grow a sizable account. With you guys, I'm kind of embarrassed. I started this low because I know how serious you guys are. And with anybody taking this much time and effort to do what you guys do, sometimes I wouldn't even come to somebody. You got to have a stack, $1,000 to begin with me. Our people don't have that sometimes. That's cool. But you guys are given all different type of opportunities, convincing people. You know, you don't even really have to say too much. If you guys, you know, you can almost take this and do this for yourself. But like you say, you're helping people. And at the rate you guys charge, you're almost giving it away two times.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like I said, your fee, you can blow that in half a day. 15 minutes, I blow that on Forex.
Right.
People don't even understand. Right. If you put real money in this, you lose real money if you don't have somebody managing your account, if you don't have somebody credible knowing what they do. And I can look at your results. I can see how you do things. And over the years' time, I've been able to look back and say, hey, this guy's been consistent month after month after month after month. And that's what I want going into 2021. It's consistency.
Right. you know, one of the things, and then we'll let Gabriel get the mic. I'm sure he got some questions. One of the things, you said a few key points. You got to be ready to pay if you want to play. And I know a lot of people think players should be free. There's no such thing as free in life if you want to grow something, if you want to grow an income. There's no such thing. There's no such thing of free of anything. And I know a lot of people feel like, well, I can get this for free from this site. No, you can't. Because the only thing they're going to show you is a piece of it, like maybe 5% of that. That's not going to help you win. That's why it's so important you have to be ready to invest. Now, like Mr. Thompson say, hey, you know, you if you have a 9-to-5 job and all you got is 200, okay, that'll work. But we're going to tell you after that, okay, when you get paid again, put another $30 down. And when you get paid again, put another $20 down. So, yeah, we can do the work for you, do the trades, but you still got to put the investment. You got to continue to feed it. We're not going to say, hey, let's just put a $200, $300 there and that's it. No, you got to put money in there. If you're afraid to lose money, because sometimes you got to lose the game. That's just the concept of anything you do in life. That's how you get better. That's how you become great in what you do in your skills. If you want to turn this to your income, to a source of income, you got to be ready to play. You got to be ready to pay. Put the money down. Put money down, even $50 every other week. You put in $200, $300, put $50 there, put $20 there, put $10 there. It's going to help. It's going to show different results. Because we don't have to do so much on our end. You got Gabriel and account management team. They're going to do all the big part for you. But the only other part you got to do, people, is be ready. Take that money out your pocket. Because you're going to blow it on something else anyway. So why not blow it to something that where you can make a profit of doing it? And that's the whole concept of what we are talking about. But when we come back from another commercial, I'm going to give it back to Gabriel. Mr. Thompson, don't go nowhere. I'm sure that Mr. Gabriel got questions for you and things like that. Definitely thank you for coming on air. Just hold on to real tight, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back after this commercial.
Did you close your account after one storm? Don't be that guy.
Be that ghost.
To succeed, you must endure through our long-term strategy. Be that guy. That guy. That guy.
Shout out to Forex Helper members. Thank you.
The loot.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Mr. Gabriel.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank everybody. I'm listening to the commercial, and I said, wow, don't be that guy. I can't get tired of hearing that commercial, TJ. It's so true. It is so true. It just speaks volumes. Thank you, Michael, for being on the show. We highly appreciate you, and we're honored to have you on our team, and I really sincerely mean that. And one of the reasons why I say that is because different when it's coming from me, it's different when it's coming from our business counselor, but when it actually comes from someone who has used the resources that we're providing, it means so much more. It means a lot more. It says a lot. And what it says is, number one, this is real, because of course it's real. We know it's real. And I know you mentioned before that there's almost so much convincing involved in trying to let people hear and trying to let people see. And, you know, just the ins and outs of doing that can also wear on, I can speak for myself at least, can also wear on myself over the years, because you're looking at something and you're seeing something that's real and you have a passion to be there to help others. Yet when it's presented, there's only a few that can receive it. and that can actually see it, first of all. You got to be able to see it first. You got to be able to see it from within, from afar, from afar off. You got to be able to grasp it within yourself. Once you do that, that mindset, which is what you have, our members, we want all of our members to be on the same page. When I say that, this is exactly what I mean by that, to be on the same page, to have that wise investor's mindset thinking. It took me a long time to even get to that process. And guess what? I'm still not there. May come to a surprise. May come as a surprise, but this is a journey that we're always on, that we're always learning, because let's face it, we have some hindrances within ourselves just by being human. So just to overcome those things, it's something that we need to constantly be working on. Because at any given moment, you can get knocked off track within. But just like any other muscle, and of course with this muscle, it's not something that you're going to be able to see. It's more something from within. But anything that requires strength, you're going to have to keep on strengthening to build up and become stronger and stronger. And it's a consistency to it. You mentioned that too, Michael. There's a consistency that's needed. And so this is what we're happy for. We're happy to see someone like yourself coming on. We're happy to hear how you're an entrepreneur. So you have already that mindset that if you're going to go out and do something, you're going to have to invest and put in the labor. I forgot exactly how you said it, but I believe you said the human labor that's involved long term. You got to already cultivate that in your mind. And that's one of the reasons why in the ebook, I use the analogy of a farmer. There's just no way that you're going to think to go start a farm and expect your crops to grow within a week or two. I mean, depending on what you're farming, I guess. But traditionally, on an average crop, you're going to have to go through the season. You're going to have to go through the waiting period, is what I'm saying. So just like in this journey, just like in that analogy, just like how you mentioned, Michael, and just like how TJ mentioned, this is a long-term investment. And I wanted to just ask a couple of questions. You said you made a lot of great points, Michael. On your journey with the Forex and on your journey with the intraday or the stock market. You said you were also doing the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
Where along those lines did it click that within the Forex, where along those lines did it click that you can actually go and approach the Forex long term? How did that go for you?
Well, it was actually last year. It took a year. And so I actually haven't really been on it this year. Like the whole 2020, during the pandemic, was more of a learning year. But I found the long-term approach when it was presented by you. Because what I was doing is I was looking for technical fundamentals. I was looking for scalping strategies. And all these guys were saying – on YouTube was get to the bag, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 1 hour, half a day. And I was doing that. I was using real money and I was losing real money on this, but I was like, this can't be the way. Because my mind always thinks like, okay, you got guys that are multi-billionaires and millionaires. And I've been around these guys and they have financial advisors. They're financial advisors. There's no way that they're doing this every 10 to 15 minutes. That would stress out a computer even sometimes. You know, you would have to basically program a bot to do that. I was like, I'm no bot. I'm a human, and I have human error. So what would a Warren Buffett do? Warren Buffett would set it and forget it. And if it went his way, then he would win. If it didn't, then it wouldn't be bad. Now you have to think about what is the risk management? How would he risk his money and do that? And, and those are the two things I had to figure out. I had to figure out, how do you do this to where I don't have to be looking at this thing, this phone, every 15 seconds, because I can't. I got two kids now. And how do I set things in turn for the long term to where it doesn't eat up all my money, to where I know that if I don't click this button and look at it, that my money can be gone overnight? How do I get my risk management in alignment with my strategy that I'm using? And the long-term strategy seemed more adept, because when I seen how long you were holding the trades for, I said, that's not stressful. You could go to work. You could do other things. You could come back in 2 to 3 weeks and check on it. If it's up, cool. If it's not, it's not down a lot, because you're going with the current market movement. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, I could just set it and forget it, what I was kind of looking for, and learn at the same time and see what the market is doing. You give a market report every day. You're so entrailed in the market that you're a genius. So I have to follow a genius, and I think that's what other people have learned, and that's what other entrepreneurs do. We find the best person that do what they do, and we follow that person. And that's what I spent the year seeking out, is who in the next year follow and gain information from, versus, because as entrepreneurs, we all have big egos and we think we're smart, but we're all good at pretty much one thing. I'm probably better at online sales than maybe you, but you're better at this. So I need to follow the leader, the genius at this, versus trying different things that I hear and trying different things, thinking I'm going to kind of learn it on my own, or I'll eventually pick it up. Because now it's been 3 to 4 years, and I'm not a successful trader. And that's where I want to get to.
Right.
And here's another fact. What he said about the risk, I might be a special case because I come from the gambling industry. Like, I'm out here in Los Angeles, California, and I ran across a professional gambler who had a company, and the way he taught me how to gamble, and essentially was based on mathematics and numbers. The way that gambling is presented to people today, and when you go on those sites, is more of a game. Gambling is not a game. It's a mathematical, statistical thing that you do that has to be taught to you. And I didn't know how serious it was until his friends came into the office, and they too had bookie sites, because they understood how the human psychology worked versus what it actually took to be a winning sports bettor. So once he taught me these techniques, I was a winning sports bettor, but I came in as my psychology as a gambler at first, and he took that gambling mindset and turned it into a math statistical mindset and showed me how to increase your account in small increments. But you always had a winning season. And that's what we were looking at, seasons. We weren't looking at days, weeks. We were looking at the whole season. So we would go in with a bankroll for the whole season. I'm like, whoa, see, I'm trading with the pros now. See, I have knowledge of the pros now. But I didn't want to be in that arena. This is the arena I really wanted to be in. And I see, so when you guys say, hey, this is long term, this is going to be a season, I say, yeah, that makes sense, because, like you said, business report every quarter in their season. I said, right, I can do that. I can do that. I can definitely do that. I can put in the money at the beginning of the season, just like my own business, make that investment, in Forex, let it mature over the 3 to 4 months, and then reap the rewards. or learn a lesson. It can be either way, but I'm here for it over a long period of time, really not stressing. And that's what I'm trying to get. That's what I'm trying to do right now, is just alleviate my stressors and build small over time.
Right. And I think it's also important, like you just said, long term. Listeners, I hope you guys are listening. To all those who want to come forward or plan on, or they just out there on the sideline and looking like, should I go in there? should I take that risk? Look here. I'm going to tell you this as a, what's the word they say? Alert. When you come into this business, do not expect for things to happen within 2 or 3 weeks, something real big. And I know that's the mindset that most of us do have sometimes. It doesn't happen like that. Would you see some profit within a couple of weeks? Of course. But if you get stuck in a situation where, man, I ain't gained nothing this month. I ain't gained nothing in 3 weeks. Well, that doesn't mean you're not going to gain nothing, period. Because we get those we get those feedback sometimes, or we get feedback from people that come from other company come towards with us and say, hey, why did it take so long to gain profit? Look here, we go based on what the market's telling us. You can't expect for things. I don't know where we get this idea that everything going to happen within a couple of days. Maybe it was something that said on TV, but here we don't teach that. We don't teach that, listener. We don't teach that. You heard from Michael. You heard it from last week. You heard it from Brother Gideon. The week before, you heard from all, and they all saying the same thing. The fact that you listen to what Michael's saying, what Mr. Gideon said last weekend, and the week before that, they all saying the same thing. What is the same thing they said? You got to stick with it a long term. There will be some losses in this. But if you it's good to have high expectations, but also it'd be good to be wise with it too. You need to be wise with your expectations. Understanding this. Give it a few months. Then let us know something's not right. Within 2 weeks, you can't come on. For crying out loud, within 2 weeks? Give us a few months and talk to us then. Talk to us then. Let us evaluate ourselves what we're doing wrong. If nothing happened within a few months, but a few weeks, come on, people. And if you're investing in 50, 40, and then when you're investing in $40, what do you expect? These listeners saying, these talkers, these witnesses, I call them witnesses. Because they've been there. This man been there for a while. He just told you, son, how long he been there? He just said he had to go through it to see it for himself. He just started yesterday, the week before, none of that. He's been doing it for a while. He realized. What did he realize? You know what? We need to go find someone who knows how to do this now. Have we made mistakes in the company? Yes, we have. I'm not sure we haven't, but we learned from those mistakes to not make them mistakes again. I'm not saying that we perfect. Well, hey, those guys talking like they perfect. They the best top company in the world. Never said that. Never said that. We made mistakes. Trust me, we made mistakes. I guarantee you. I'm not supposed to rely on a statement that looks good, but we go learn from it in order for you to win the next time. So please listen to this. When these people are talking, this is the purpose of the Regis show. It's to give out, like Mr. Thompson said, some of the information we give out, we're giving out for free, man. A lot of stuff we do, we're giving out for free. The service is really for free. You know, you're really not paying much anyway, besides your investment. Other companies will want 50-50 out of your profit, 80-40 out of your profit. We care. We care. So what do we gain by – let me ask you a question. What do we gain by playing with your account? We don't get nothing from it. What do we gain from this? What do we gain? We don't gain anything from it by playing with your account. We don't get nothing from it when you win. Besides the little fee that you pay us monthly. So back then and then that you already say, hey, these guys are serious about what they're saying. Mr. Gabriel has been doing this for years. Mr. Gabriel, he didn't start since yesterday. You're not dealing with a rookie. It usually takes people 3 to 5 years to get a fully understanding of Forex. Let's be realistic. This is the opportunity. Yes, 2020 has been a very, very pandemic year. And it still is. But it doesn't mean we can't turn that bad into something good with another opportunity called Forex with us. But you have to allow us. This man knows what he's doing. You heard from all of our special guests. What much do y'all guys need? It's in the air. If you come back, we'll be back to Gabriel after these commercials.
Learn how to trade online with one-on-one personal mentorship. Get accurate market signals with our winning trading strategy. Get free stock market signals and expert account money management with actual verified proven results. The Forex Helper team is here to help you succeed with your long-term financial goals. Take part in this exciting and life-changing opportunity at theforexhelper.com.
Welcome. Welcome back. I am very, very, very moved by this program. I'm moved by the powerful insight from both our guests, Mr. Michael and Mr. TJ, our business counselor. There are a couple of things that were mentioned by both of you, and I want to go over those things. I want you to elaborate and get some insight to our listeners so that they too can understand, because it, first of all, you brought it up first when you started speaking, Mr. Thompson. Correct, Mr. Thompson, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And one of those things that you brought up had to do with investing in your business, investing in your self when it comes to the Forex. This is something that you had already made up in your mind that you wanted to do as in a lifetime. You also made mention you would rather make $10 a month in blow accounts, and then something along the lines like you would rather make $100 a year than blow $1,000 or something to that effect. This is truly the mindset that we all should have when we're approaching this. And another thing that you mentioned, and also what our business counselor mentioned as well, when we first started the account management, we had two account management programs. We had a program that, anyhow, both of those programs were profit sharing. We actually shared profit with the account management members. But what we noticed was this: it was very hard for them to move further along in their journey. So if they would have made $5,000, they would be set back $2,500. And whatever the amount was, they would be set back half that, or 60% of that, or 70% of that, whatever the percentage of profit sharing was. And we had to make a decision within ourselves and within the organization: are we really to help these individuals move forward with their financial long-term journey? And this is one of the things that came up. Remember this: most people who are looking to put their money into something that's going to yield them a good return, there aren't that many options out there. They can either go to a savings account, which I talked about yesterday, which will barely yield you anything, or they can go to one of these big time, hear me out, listen very closely, they can go to these big guys out there, okay? That's what I call them, the big guys. I'm talking about the big names, you know them, the Schwabs and the big broker accounts that we've heard about all these years, with the big ballers and the top dogs go. But guess what? First of all, there aren't too many people that are even going to meet that requirement. Because in order for you to even go with the top dogs, you're going to have to put $10,000 minimum. All right? We're talking old school. But guess what? There's another opportunity now. Because see, those guys, when you put your money in with them, they'll trade on your behalf. And guess what? Minimum, they're leaving it in there for 6 months to a year. There's no talk about closing anything. They don't care what's going on. You call your broker up, hey, Mr. Charles, hey, I'm watching the news and, you know, it's going down. Well, according to our analysis, we got to wait. You know why? Because they know the name of the game. It's the same thing. I'm not spitting anything original in that sense. In that sense, I'm not spitting anything original. But as a guide, a business counselor, myself, we're just connecting. We're helping you and everyone out there who's willing to listen and receive it, connect the dots. Because I could not connect the dot when I first got into the Forex. Because they scattered the dots all over the place. Just like the story you gave with the gentleman you met. He helped you connect the dots with the statistics. So here, I'm going to get off the mic and I want you to help elaborate on a couple of things. Before I get off the mic, I'm just going to close off with this point. There's an opportunity with just a small service fee where an individual like myself and yourself, our business counselor, and all of our members can actually participate on a level playing field using the same method and the same strategy like the big boy. As long as we start to think like the big guys, meaning patience and waiting, we've already connected the dots that we can do this with Forex. We have something here. Now, here's the point I'm trying to get home. We have something here that I don't really talk much about, but I'm going to mention it now on this broadcast because it's very important. 3 points. You have to first invest in yourself. And Mr. Thompson already talked about that. He invested in himself by making up his mind that he's going to do this for the long run, a whole year. I gave a minimum of 90 days because I know most people won't tolerate the truth. It takes a year, 6 months to a year. 6 months to a year. He made his mind that he's going to invest in himself by making up his mind. Number two, invest in your account. It's the same thing, guys, with the big guys. They're paying a fee. That fee is called a maintenance fee. We're just charging you a maintenance fee. You're going to also have to keep in mind that you're going to have to invest in this account. You have a broker account now that's being managed. Yeah, it's growing. It's going to get its percentage yield. But guess what? There's a principle that's involved here. The more money you have in your account, the more money you make. So we have something called progressive, means progress, growth, means to grow, approach, means the method that you're going to use. It's a simple, fancy, it's a fancy word, but the concept is just keep putting money in your account every month. If you want to see your percentage yield affect the money you make at the end of the time frame, you're going to have to invest in your account. Number one, invest in yourself. Number two, invest in your account. And number three, invest in your journey. Get the ebook, for crying out loud. If you can't reach us and you don't have access to our resources, guess what? Do what's in the ebook. Read it, take notes, listen to the show. You say, wait a minute. Hey, business counselor TJ, I'm looking, I got Euro Dollar on here, but I see you guys it's going on a sale and I'm holding it as a sale. I'm good. I'm on the same page. I said I was going to close out. Let me hear from you, sir, on those 3 points of investing in yourself, your account, and on your journey. Can you help elaborate on that?
I would definitely elaborate on investing in yourself.
Yeah, sorry, Michael.
I'm a very big proponent of that. Just by the school I went to, I went to the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. And I really, you know, as a youngster, you really don't know which direction you're going to go. You're going to go in. And there was more of a liberal arts school. So it wasn't a big sciences school, so, or engineering school. So there you really had to be open about different things and being able to learn and being able to adjust. And as you go throughout life, I've worked at a lot of companies, big companies, you know, pretty, a lot of big Fortune 500 companies. I work for Coca-Cola, ADT, AT&T, DirecTV, you know, anything you can, all of those. And I was able to maneuver through those companies because of the education I decided to go and get pursuing after high school, because I did come from a, you know, a maybe lower economic background. I went to a school, a high school that could have been a little rougher, as you can say, but I decided to go to a school that took me out of my comfort zone, because I was at the top of my class. I was afforded an opportunity to go to pretty much any school I wanted to on the Eastern Coast. But my dad challenged me to step outside of what I normally do and try something a little harder. So I chose a big university, and it was tougher, and I wasn't the top student at that university, but the experiences and the amount of wealth that was being poured into me would help me sustain later on in life. And I think that's where I picked that up, because when I went to that school, other schools were like, wow, you've been to that school, you could just come right in, you can sit in classes, you can learn marketing over here, you can learn statistics over here, you already have a good foundation for learning. And so once I started to learn from these different institutions, I just got in the mindset, well, it just makes sure I properly educate myself going here forward on things that I want and things that I needed. As far as the whole stock and the whole investment community, that's the main basis financial for living life, which has pretty much been taken out of schools and taken out of everyday knowledge. Once you secure your finances, everything else in life pretty much comes at ease. And that's what you start to learn. Well, the more I start to pour into myself and the more I start to educate myself, the more money I started to make. Because I worked at the bank, and that was my last full-time job, was at Wells Fargo. I was a business banker. So I helped the people you were talking about with the Charles Schwab's account, with the Morgan Stanley account. I mean, 10,000 is laughable. I'm talking no less than 50 to 100K. I'm in LA. We don't play. $10,000, you can get $10,000. We're talking 50 to 100K. Society and the way economics are being done has changed. 50 to 100 is minimum now for an account manager to actually take your account and be serious about managing your funds for even a short term of a year. You would give that to them and come back at the end of 5 years and check on it at a 2 to 3% yield. And you're looking at Forex right now, something you can learn on your own. The bar for minimum entry to most of the anything doing investment on site as of the 5 years ago was $250. So you had to have $250 just to deposit on the site, and that was hard to do. And then you had to get your own knowledge to figure out how to make money on the site. And most of the people that knew this were in commercial corporate institutions. So now you got people leaving these corporate institutions, going independent, giving out information. The barriers to entry have lowered. You can buy $10 BTC and be doing 4X tomorrow. Will you be successful? No. But is there a barrier to entry anymore? No. The only barrier to entry now is knowledge. And who holds the knowledge is who's holding the key. The time to convince people about moving into the new way of doing business and the new way of gaining money is almost where the point to where the ones that don't want to believe are the ones that are going to struggle. They're the ones that are going to be, you know, they might, you know, we don't know where they're going to end up. But the ones of us that are actually out here learning the new stuff, that are testing these platforms, that are figuring out that even some of these platforms we might have to build and build a team to associate with the platform to make the platform go hand in hand. That's how businesses are going to be ran in the future. Then that's what it's going to have to be. Like, for instance, I sell online. I sell on the major platforms. I sell on Amazon, eBay, Etsy, Poshmark. Because not one platform is going to get us there, because we're not there yet. But what will get us there now is that every platform is able to bring in a certain amount of income, making it easier not to rely just on one platform. So every platform is giving me a little bit of what I need. And the rules are changing. The economy is changing. The payment methods are changing. They're becoming lightning fast. I went from getting my money online, taking 30 days, to getting my money instantly now.
Mm.
So I don't know how many people out there working jobs, but there's things you can sell out there that you get paid instantly, and you can spend that money instantly. You can feed your kids instantly. You can pay those bills instantly. Bill due today, you get a deposit today, you pay your bills today. Sports is the same way. After our time of maturity, there will be a cash out. The money will be on the card. You can pay whatever bills or whatever you have to do instantly. There's no more waiting. There's no more waiting for an employer to make a deposit. You're the employer, the worker, you're all in one. So if you're thinking that you're going to go to a job and you're going to fill out these forms and they're going to deposit large amounts of money into your account for doing the job, you don't really understand why they are employing you. They're employing you because you're pretty much doing half of the sales process or more. You're doing the human, physical, and they're probably going to make you do paperwork on top of that. You have to. That's the way the things are. You have to complete the full sales cycle. So with any job, you say, well, what part of the wheel am I playing? And if you take a look at it, you're playing over 50% now, because your pay has equated to how much you earn the company. But I don't think people look at that these days. I worked in a bank. They paid me based off of bringing in money. How do you bring in money? You open accounts. What do people do when they open accounts? They deposit money. So they say, hey, open up 5 accounts for me every day. These people will come and deposit their paychecks in 2 weeks. You've just brought in $10,000 for us. We paid you $150. Thank you. But people aren't looking at where they play a part in the wheel and the way the economy is changing. If you're not a significant part in the wheel or doing pretty much most of the work while they manage you, then there will be no job for you. But what you guys are doing is saying, hey, it's playtime is over. We're in university. You have to go back to school. You have to learn this. You have to take notes. You have to do this for the long term. These are the things you have to do. The old ways of doing things are over. No one's going to hold your hand. And I think that you have to sit on your big boy pants. It's time to fit on your big boy pants. It's not time to, what you guys, like you said, I don't think people understood what you guys said at first off. You were charging a percentage of the accounts, which was more than fair. It's what I thought about. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, that's tier two. I was like, yeah, this is tier one. Tier one, we give you a set amount subscription fee. Yeah, that's fine. But you guys don't understand that I make you $2,000-$3,000. I got to get a piece of that, as an account manager. But you would expect that from Charles Schwab. You would check that from TD Ameritrade. They would send you an invoice and show you what they took. And you would expect that. And you would be happy. What you guys are doing is angels and miracles. You said, come learn, pay a small subscription fee, and I'm going to set you for the future. But I understand there has been a block from the past, because jobs have always been available. And as an entrepreneur, I've been fighting against the same thing you guys have been fighting on, just the belief in people. But the time is not to make people believe the time is we're moving forward. I wanted to get into university while I was young.
Wow.
Because I know once university gets to a certain point of growth, if you wasn't in the beginning, it's going to be hard to get in. If you don't know the knowledge is going to get tighter. You can't give it all away. We're going to get to a point to where you're going to get guys like me, and I'm an advocate for the team. I'm on the team. You see my profile picture. You know where I stay. You know where I live. You know what I do. Everybody out there, they know that they're talking to people that are really in business. They're doing things. It's 11:15 Eastern Standard Time. Pacific Standard Time. I'm not at no one's job. I'm sitting in front of my computer. I'm watching my kids. I'm making my business go round and round. I'm learning things, and you guys are helping me. And in a couple of months, I want to have a tighter relationship with you guys to where we finish on up the year strong in December. I'm looking forward to next Christmas. I'm looking forward to the next New Year.
Preach.
Because you know, after a year, you got to build, like, you know, I've learned a lot of different things from a lot of different people, and it takes time. Time is it's a good thing and a bad time. For impatient people, time is bad. There's no overnight thing that this is, you know, and I'm bad that all the videos on YouTube are pretty much, I have to say, scam videos. But they don't scam you in a way that you think you're being scammed. They give you they give you all the right information but the wrong strategy. They tell you how to deposit an account. They tell you how to open up an account. They tell you what a PIN is. They tell you what a lot size is. They give they give you their own course on the basics. But when it comes to implementing a strategy, that's when they go cold. Because that's where the wealth is. If everybody was doing the same strategy on that site as the owner of the broker, I'd be like, hey, these guys got it. They're going to break me. But since you can't tell whether some of these guys are working for the broker or some of these guys just want affiliate money or some of these guys just, you know, they like the YouTube money because, I mean, Forex is hot right now on YouTube. But then you have to pull back and you have to really listen to what they're saying and actually try. Be the dummy. I've been the dummy. I've spent the money. So that's why I can talk the way I talk. You know,
right?
And I know I heard an honesty in Gabriel's voice when he's talking about the market, and that he's really interested in what the market's doing. Not, I ran a pair, and the pair, you know, did its thing and dropped, you know, 40-50 pips, and I got out. And I'm like, wow, but damn, how many times do I got to do that to make a paycheck? And you start to put the math together. You're like, I can't do that. That's impossible. That's not going to work. You know, I can't, you know, and some of these lot sizes these guys are running, just blow account, blow, you know, because you're thinking, I have to make money, I have to get paid. But I think that mentality is over time. And what people have to understand is, you do have to get paid. But today you make $10. A year from now you make $100. Okay? That's it. There's no way around that. Okay? That's it. You get your money up, you make more. You know? This is how the team works. It is what it is. It's time to stop with the games, because I had to stop with the games. You know, you put some money in there, a couple hundred dollars, you think you're going to flip it, and then pull your money out and sit on the sidelines. But they take your money every single time because they know that's your mindset.
Right.
So what I did is, even though Gabriel was covering some of his signals, I ran some of his signals. And guess what? They were successful. And I dropped right in there. I said, I need to know everything. I got to get the MAS. I got to get all the signals. I got to get in. Then I said, you killed a good dummy for so long. I put it on demo. I ran the signals. They were successful. I said, I got to go real. But since it's going to be real money, I gotta be right. I got to have everything set up because I don't want a little bit of success. Like it's storming right now. I wouldn't have known what's going on. I'd have been like, well, what's going on? You know, I'd have been lost.
Right. All right, Mr. Thompson.
I had that success early off in the morning. Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, I wish we had more. We were almost out of time, brother. And brother, man, first of all, boy, I felt like I was in church today. Boy, you spoke the truth, didn't you? Mommy, you spoke the truth. Did they hear you?
I had to.
Did they hear you?
I just wanted to listen and all the calls just to know that you guys is 100%, you know, and after following you for, you know, 1 year and then getting on board, this is the real thing. I'm like, I'm excited, you know.
I got goosebumps on my body, you know, because we were saying the same stuff every day. And you know what? I feel like this. We almost out of time, fellas and ladies. Thank you, Mr. Thompson. We appreciate you. Anytime you want to get back on the show, just let me know. We'll book you. We need more guys like you. We need more other guys who believe in this. We need that guy.
Yes, sir.
Well, Michael Thompson just did today, be that guy. Be that guy. What he just talked about today, he just expressed his life. He just tell you what he's been through. This ain't no book story. Be that guy. Don't be that other guy within 3 weeks. Oh, man, I'm out. Don't be that guy. I'm trying to tell you, it's going to take time. It's going to take time. But anyhow, thank you, Mr. Thompson, for coming on air. We really appreciate all your knowledge, all your wisdom. Definitely is a blessing.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow, we'll continue to talk about long-term strategy. Because to me, to Mr. Gabriel, that's very, you need to understand it, why it's so important to keep that in mind when it comes to Forex business. That's with any business. You know, Friday will be open mic, meaning anyone can get on the microphone. You don't have to be scheduled to talk. Everybody's mic will be open. But since Friday we end the week and the market's real slow, we want to be able to end the week when anyone can talk. So if you want to talk on the microphone, get your shine on, speak what you know, just come on the microphone. Also, for those who want to enroll, I will be on shift tonight. So I will be doing late night shifts tonight and tomorrow night. So you got me for late night tonight, you got me for late night tomorrow. Other than that, we thank you guys and pass the mic to Gabriel so you can close it. To make sure you dial my number, what at me at +1-757-748-6722. You can go to our website. We got different services. That's www.theforexhelper.com. Back to you, Mr. Gabriel.
Wow. So much. So much wisdom. So much. Thank you. I want to thank our special guest, Michael Thompson. And thank you, Business Counselor TJ. Thank all of you who are listening, who are actually listening. I'm going to close it off with this real true story. I talked about in the ebook how I started this business. But I didn't share the second or the other side to the coin. Obviously, it was in a time in my life where I didn't know which direction I was going to go. I would say this, after hearing today's show, after running into wonderful people who actually not only hear what's being said, but actually taking it to heart and they're doing something about it, I'm realizing more and more and more that this is definitely the right choice. I made the right choice. We all made the right choice. All the choices that come together into this one moment. Here's the story I said I wanted to tell you. I didn't even know what a WhatsApp was. I just realized, I said, well, there's a program called WhatsApp. Let me try to go on WhatsApp, tell people about this strategy that I discovered. I didn't even have a website. None of that stuff. And I actually got a customer. Someone actually purchased once I got everything set up on PayPal and all that stuff, I actually got my first sale. You know when you go into the store and you see that dollar or that first $5 and you walk into a store and they got it hung on the wall and all that stuff? Well, I don't have the, obviously it was a digital sale. But get this, guys. The person who made that purchase was a gentleman who's still with us till this very day. I kid you not. In fact, he has a special membership with us. This guy gave me a story. I'm going to wrap it up because we're getting close to the end. He was from the Congo in Africa. He's probably going to hear this show. He doesn't mind me telling this. I've said it before. He was on a Congo. He lived in the Congo. He lived in the Congo, in the Congo, country Congo. But he had a family, and he says, Gabriel, I have a family. I like Forex. I know. I believe your strategy. He says, but there's a problem. I can't sit in front of the computer or a cell phone because I work in the mines. I don't remember what kind of mines he worked. I don't know if it was a gold mine, coal mine, but he worked in the mines. And he said, there's no reception there. I couldn't even bring my cell phone there, even if I wanted to. And not only that, get this, guys. He said, not only that, but I worked there for a whole month. And then after a month, I get paid and go back home to stay with my family for about a 2-3 weeks and go back to work another month. I don't even have the luxury to check my phone every minute or every day, even if I wanted to. I love your strategy. I'm going to apply your strategy. Guys, he's been with us since 2016. It's 2021 right now. I hear from now and then, and he'll just kind of laugh at the he says the frustration in my voice with some of these people that don't get it. He told me, I wish they just got it. You just sit and wait. In his case, he has no choice. But guess what? After he gets his money from his coal mine work or working in the mines, he goes home and checks his computer, and guess what? Yeah, you guessed it right. He's collecting profits on his Forex account as well. True story. I've mentioned it before in one of these YouTube videos. Take advantage of this opportunity, guys. Like Mr. Thompson said, the door is slowly closing. Yeah, even here, when university, the door is slowly closing. We're only going to leave it wide open for so long. The ebook, once the ebook is revised, if you didn't get your copy, well, hey, you know how the saying goes. Because once the new revision comes, it's going to be a whole different ball game, guys. We'll see you on the next show. We want to thank our special guest for giving his insight. Always thank TJ, our business counselor. He's on the front lines, guys. He's taking the heat. and he takes it well. He's that guy on the A team. All right, we have an A team here, guys. See you on the next show, Lord willing. God bless everyone out there. Be safe.